Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Episode with Dr. Ken Cronos. This is Christmas weekend, so we wish everybody a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Holidays. I say Happy Holidays, Ken, because there are 14 or 15 different religious holidays around this time of year. So when people they hide behind Happy Holidays, or they're accused of hiding, why don't you say Merry Christmas? Well, Christmas is only one of 14 different things that are going on, and I think just because folks are, they feel like they have to be politically correct, they say Happy Holidays, but I don't feel that at all. I wish Happy Holidays and Merry Christmas to everybody and a Happy New Year. That's just me talking about what the realities are and has nothing to do with medicine, but it's, you know, it's the time of year. So this weekend, we're talking about the usual items, that is the updates in research that Ken follows every week. He has research going on, a research arm in his clinic at Lake Cardiology down in Florida as well, where he basically takes, because he's a cardiologist, he takes a lot of the work that he's doing and collates it and helps people understand what's going on, what trends there are. I know that you're a big believer in statins, and I know that there are, because they are cholesterol lowering, there are other things that are benefits. So let's, as you're a cardiologist, spend some time on some heart things, including the overview of statins and what they would do if you have a bleeding stroke, or would you not have a bleeding stroke if you were on statins? Would they prevent that sort of thing, or is that that Eliquis stuff that would prevent that? What, how do these things all fit together?
Whoa, let's unpack that also.
You love it when I ask you all those questions.
Well, I don't know if people can still remember your first question.
Well, you'll answer it appropriately and they'll remember the first question.
Well, anyway. let's just say I don't have a statin bias. I just have seen, I don't want to age myself, but I've been in practice alone 35 years, and that doesn't include medical school and all the training I did. And When I first started in medical school, we didn't have statins, and I can't tell you how many 3 a.m. wake-up calls everybody got, especially in cardiology, for these unexpected heart attacks. And these days, with the inexpensive use of aggressive use of statins, you just get so many fewer unexpected heart attacks when you use these drugs appropriately. And then people, you read on Dr. Google about all the adverse effects, and then you look at research done well across the pond in London, where they look at 20,000 people, and they give half of them blinded. They don't know, people giving out the drugs don't know what they're giving out. People receiving the drugs don't know what they're receiving. And half get the placebo and half get the statin. And who do you think gets more side effects?
The people who have the statins instead of the placebo.
The people who had the placebo get more side effects.
Oh, they do? Oh,
I that is correct. That. And this really? Is, this in the last year or two was a giant study done in England. Very well performed, excellent scientists, and much to a lot of our amazement, the people who got the placebo got more side effects than the people who got the actual statin. So I don't want to say that all of these muscle aches that people get from statins are placebo effects or in one's head, you know, not placebo effects, but just not real, but in one's mind, psychosomatic symptoms. But there are clearly a small fraction of people who take statins who get real, real muscle issues. Mm-hmm. And nine out of 10 of those can be relieved by adequate CoQ10, as an aside. But I think a lot of the mild adverse effects from statins are due to people reading about it on the internet and then internalizing it, yeah, expecting they're going to get it, and they get it. But statins not only lower bad cholesterol very effectively, what they also do is the other half. They lower the inflammation in the circulation and help stabilize plaque. The main reason cardiologists use statins is not so much to lower cholesterol, which we want to do, lower the bad LDL cholesterol, but we want to stabilize plaque, because stabilizing plaque is what prevents a heart attack. And now we learn in a really good study, it also stabilizes stroke. And this was reported recently, and we now know that not only the benefits you'll get clearly in preventing heart attacks, but we really had presumed that it would have the same benefit in strokes, but published recently this month in Neurology Medical Journal is that these statins reduce the risk of bleeding strokes. An important breakthrough confirming what most of us already thought.
All right, coming up in a moment, a continuation of this thread of conversation with heart disease and stroke in the focus, because that's Ken's area of expertise. Ken Kronos from Lake Cardiology. Find him easily at 352-735-1400 for an appointment or a discussion. He's got lots of great research, and a lot of his bedside manner is fabulous. That's why people love to go see him. And never mind the fact that the advice that he gives is so important and so good. Dr. Ken with Doug on Good Day Health. Now, a thought brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one way to lose weight and keep it off. That was one of the things that we've been talking about here recently, the way that you, if you've had an operation or you get exercise, you've been on a diet, you've lost weight, the big question comes on how do you keep it off? Because so many times, as Ken has pointed out and others, the yo-yo effect of going on a diet, losing weight, then gaining it back again, really bad for your body. So if you get on the program by visiting toploss.com and seeing the benefits of this all-natural product that doesn't have any drugs, doesn't have any stimulants, you don't have to go on any crash diets, Calitrin is the all-natural healthy choice to help you keep that weight where you want it. Go to toploss.com, see how the program can be great for you, maybe other members of your family as well. And right now they have the countdown going on to the new year, so you can benefit using the Doug logo at the end when you check out at toploss.com. You bought a number of months supply, like a 3-month supply. You get free shipping and the best deal possible, because right now, and most of the year, they offer you the opportunity to get 3 at the regular price, and they give you 3 more at, it doesn't cost you anything. So you get 6 for the price of 3. Pretty good deal, right? It's the non-toxic way to keep weight off. Check it out. Go to toploss.com. Make sure you use the Doug promo so that you can get the free shipping and the best deal. Calitrin, safe weight loss, safe to keep the weight off at toploss.com.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in store or online with 1-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Celebrate the season with 50% off everything at your nearest Banana Republic factory store. Discover a world of holiday magic with gifts to inspire everyone on your list, starting at $24.99, only at Banana Republic factory. Celebrate the season with 50% off everything at your nearest Banana Republic factory store. Discover a world of holiday magic with gifts to inspire everyone on your list, starting at $24.99, only at Banana Republic factory.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding your motorcycle with your buddies on the open road. It's a potent cocktail of thrills, laughter, and pure adrenaline. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy.
Real proud of you, son.
Wow, that was terrible.
Our apologies for even trying. Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day Health for this Christmas weekend. People celebrating, people having a good time. Wasn't it once? Didn't we talk one year about how much people, how many heart attacks there are after Christmas or after the holidays? And we always talk about how many heart attacks there are. If the weather's bad, you're shoveling snow, and you shouldn't be. But isn't it just the effect of the holidays sometimes, the eating and doing things you're not used to doing that causes heart attacks to a certain extent?
All of the above. We know that heart attacks occur at severe temperature extremes, the very cold times of the year, the very hot times of the year. We also know when people imbibe adult beverages too much. Cardiologists call this holiday heart. It puts people into atrial fibrillation. Also occurs. And just eating a bolus of fatty food, too much fatty food in a too short period of time is enough to stimulate those plaques to make them rupture and stimulate a heart attack. So this is time of year. It can be cardiovascularly treacherous. And just do everything in moderation so you can celebrate for many, many years.
But it also is the most wonderful time of the year in many ways because people tend to be more positive, more optimistic, and that has a beneficial impact on health in general, but heart disease and stroke and that sort of stuff too, doesn't it? Your attitude, your feelings, if you know, you're looking forward to the new year, all the new possibilities, new beginnings, right?
Absolutely. And this is why it's important not to be alone, but being with people you love, family, friends. That warm emotional feeling is so heart healthy because it lowers the mental stress, which is so important for keeping the circulation healthy. And yes, your attitude, our attitudes are so important for keeping our health good. And there's plenty of studies that shows that being an optimist actually can make you more healthy. It can lower the risk of heart disease, strokes, and we were talking earlier about all these illnesses of thinking. Being an optimist will preserve your brain. You're concerned about Alzheimer's, strokes, or heart attacks. Your attitude is so important. This is shown by good science. Having a positive attitude just lowers the stress. It helps you deal with whatever's going to come at you. And I promise all of us, things are going to come at us. And at the times we don't expect it, the times we don't want it, they will come. This is just part of life. And if you can deal with these aspects effectively, I promise you, you'll be on planet Earth a lot longer.
Well, it goes without saying kind of the idea of being an optimist. I also tie in spirit, mind, body connections. I think they're very helpful. The right attitude and feeling good about yourself oftentimes comes from good companionship. So that's why this is, I think this is something that we all need to take, if you'll pardon the pun, to heart. And you know, make sure that we are thinking about our attitude. When you get angry at somebody, why do you get angry? Oftentimes, anger is a reflection on you and not on the other person who may be the victim of your anger. But anger does horrible things to your body, not only to your mind, but your body. Don't a lot of people have heart attacks when they get really angry? I think if
absolutely, yeah, absolutely. Getting angry, you're usually not doing it for your health, and you just have to. You have to have a level where you know you're going to get angry, and just make sure that's pretty high.
Take a walk away. All right, we continue straight ahead here on Good Day Health.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Now with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, this is Christmas week. We're thinking about a lot of things that you might be doing and how it'll work for you to take all that food that you're ingesting. If we talk about your heart and your circulatory system, but certainly the business, we've talked on this program recently about yoga and all kinds of things. The activity quotient, though, you work out at the gym 3 or 4 times a week. I'm very cognizant of my physical activity, both concerted physical activity with weights and how I keep my body moving. But apparently, if you don't want to do a lot, you can do short bursts of physical activity, and they will help you. Does it become as good as a lot of physical activity, or is everything measured by how much time you spend doing whatever it is you do to keep physical?
I think with exercise, it's just doing what you enjoy to keep moving is what's key. And you mentioned what I personally do, yeah. And that works for me. I enjoy that. And if some people don't like doing it the way I do it the way, personalize it. Get the activity, the movement, however you like doing it. And this is a very encouraging report out of Nature Medicine this month that multiple short bursts of physical activity during the day do prolong life. So these are bursts in this study, 1 to 2 minutes, several times a day. And this is no more than maybe walking up a couple of flights of stairs instead of taking the elevator. Parking the car, not in front of the office doors. You have to walk a little bit before you get to the office. When you go shopping at the grocery store, don't park right in front of the door. Get a little bit of activity. Wait, right. You can see throughout the day to just get these bursts of physical activity where you don't have to really change your lifestyle. You don't have to get dressed to go to the gym if it's too much. Everybody says, I don't have time to do it. You do have time. If I have time, you can have time.
Yeah, right.
In your natural day, who doesn't have the option to take the stairs instead of the elevator? Who doesn't have the option to park a little further away from the front door at work?
I always do that. My lawyer is on the 4th floor of the building, and there's steep, long steps. Like each floor has 34 steps. I've counted them, believe me, many times. But I find, especially I run up the first flight, and then I walk quickly up the second flight, and then it's a little huffing and puffing on the third flight. But I think it's still much better than, unless you're in a hurry, and then you take the elevator. But if you're not right. in a hurry, run up and you know, just huff and puff a little bit. Probably,
you know, don't bring on symptoms. Do what we call symptom-limited exercise. Train, don't strain, as opposed to no pain, no gain. But doing those short bursts is going to prolong your life. This is out of Nature Medicine this month, mm-hmm. and it makes sense, and it's... Look at your own life, and I'm sure within the day you can figure out ways to get these 1 to 2 minutes of short bursts of energy, of activity.
Well, it's what you know, what are you doing with the rest of your life? How much time do you spend in front of the television set? How much time do you, there's not much brain activity going on there. There's certainly no physical activity unless you're watching one of the channels that's selling you one of those, exercise machines, or there are a couple of guys that have these exercise programs and you pay $9.95 and go to town. Hoo-ha!
Do a little jogging or jumping rope.
Oh, dancing.
The commercials.
Unless there's dancing, you know, a lot of dancing, go yeah. dancing. That's really good for you. Yeah.
Dancing's great aerobic exercise.
Yep, and or take the dog for a long walk. All of those things.
Another great example.
Yep, we got lots of examples. I'm going to go back to spend a little time on COVID and related issues in the next half hour of Good Day Health for this Christmas weekend. Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Brightest of Christmas seasons and best wishes for the new year from the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
USA News Update. A once-in-a-generation winter storm is bringing snow, wind, and frigid temperatures to most of the U.S. this week. Governors in at least a dozen states have enacted emergency measures. The word in Colorado for drivers:
stay home if you're able, but if you need to get out, give yourself plenty of time, and then it's always good to know before you go.
Portions of the Plains and Midwest could see the coldest Christmas in 40 years. The storm's also causing flight disruptions as more than 2,300 have been canceled on Thursday. Major League Baseball reinstating Los Angeles Dodgers pitcher Trevor Bauer effective immediately. The league announcing the decision Thursday after a neutral arbitrator ruled to reduce Bauer's suspension from 324 games to 194. Bauer suspended last season for violating the Major League's domestic violence policy during the 2021 season after he was the subject of sexual assault allegations. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Amazon, National Tire and Battery, and other fine retailers. You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Menards, Fleet Farm, Blaine's, and other fine retailers.
Hour of the Christmas weekend edition of Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen, asking the questions and sometimes being a bit pejorative. I am not a fan of masking mandates. However, I do understand how masking could be good. I noticed that my frequent haunts to Los Angeles are now being echoed by the officials there and also in New York. There is not a mask mandate, but it's recommended strongly, and it makes good sense. The idea of being in close quarters, as you're listening to this program, I happen to be in Israel. And so the trip to Israel is a 10.5-hour ride on a plane, and a lot of people masking on the planes. In Israel, they're much more serious about masking. They don't have mandates, but they are very, very careful about how they conduct activity. No hugging, no kissing, no shaking hands, none of that stuff. And so they're taking it, and they always have taken it seriously. And I think they've been better off in Israel. I think what we've talked about over the last couple of years, they've basically all got shots faster, and they seem to have dealt with it better. Maybe it's because they're a small country, Ken. I don't know what the right why, but they certainly have dealt with it better, have they not?
They have been at the forefront, and Israeli physicians are outstanding, and they're great clinicians, they're great researchers, and we've learned a lot here in America from the Israelis regarding COVID-19 and the actions they've taken.
Yeah. But anyway, the point is that there's a lot of masking that's being recommended in big cities where there are lots of people and lots of people inside. Can you imagine going into, let's say, a Macy's in either L.A. or New York or any place, in a big mall? That's a breeding ground. So for self-defense. And by the way, let's get to the bottom of this. We don't have to make a big deal out of it. But the masks that you wear are very important. If you want just mask theater, then you wear those blue things or the white things that don't really do you any good. If you don't have, what is it, N95? I think those microns. If you have the 95, that actually works. The rest of them, eh. It's more theater. It's like going to the TSA. It's the, you know, just for show. At least that's the way I read it. What do you say, Ken?
Well, the N95, the KN95, and there also are these triple, three-layer masks that are effective. My humble opinion is, I don't want to get into this debate because at this point you're not convincing anybody. Everybody's
got their own mind. Yeah.
And I'm not a big favor of mandates, but I like the idea of recommendations and then letting each individual make up their own mind what they want to do about masking. And don't make fun of somebody if they want to wear one, and then let people alone if they choose not to.
Yeah.
But if you have active ill, the other area is if you have active illness, then please wear a mask so you don't spread it around to everybody. But if you're just trying to prevent yourself from getting ill, wear it if you want. Don't wear it if you don't want to. But don't make anyone else feel uncomfortable about their personal opinion. We've got enough issues. We don't need another area of strife around us.
No, not at all. Okay, but with that in mind, one of the things that when we talk about the reality of flus and colds and COVID and that sort of thing, we talk in terms of humans. But dogs can also get colds and the flu. And apparently right now, there are a number of places across our country that are seeing dog flu outbreaks. What causes this, Ken?
Well, the same thing that causes it in humans are man's best friend, woman's best friend, is having a flu epidemic just like us humans, their friends, the humans. So dog flu outbreak is being reported across the United States in higher numbers than we're accustomed to. So if you're noticing that your dog is not acting real well, you may want to bring him or her to the vet, get them checked out, because there's a good chance they have flu right now.
Yeah. Well, again, it's in how do you put a mask on your dog? Something to visualize, if nothing else. All right. I want to talk about this. There's something that you call my attention to that I thought was very important. There's a series of articles that deal with micro vascular dysfunction, degeneration. This is something that I'm going through, frankly, and I think that's why you sent it to me. But I think it's something that is important because there are a lot of people. I'm scheduled to have my eyes done the end of January. And when I say I have my eyes done, it's not a LASIK procedure, although a lot of people are getting that done. And I think there's some news this week about LASIK, if I'm not mistaken. But this is in terms of having the cataracts removed and new lenses put in your eyes. One of the things that I was curious about is whether, and every year when you get your eyes checked, everybody should get their eyes checked like they have a regular physical every year to see if you have any coronary, macular, vascular, whatever it is, the disease that comes from not having enough blood in your eyes, right? Am I paraphrasing this properly, or am I confusing everybody?
you're confusing me. The article that I sent you actually is about small vessel disease in the heart.
Ah. But it applies to the eyes as well. That's why I saw it and I did the eye thing, because that's what the doctors talked to me about, the same thing in your eyes. So anyway, let's talk about the heart, because that's your deal.
But there are small vessels in the brain, there are small, and which the eye is part of. So there's small vessels in a lot of areas of the body. But what I sent you is one of my proudest accomplishments in medicine is early recognition and acceptance of small vessel heart disease. How much time do we have?
Let's not start this now. We'll pause for a moment or two, do a couple of things that are important announcement-wise, and then we'll come back to this. All right, so hold on to that thought. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here from Lake Cardiology. You can reach his office to make an appointment for the new year. Maybe a New Year's resolution is you'll take better care of yourself, and it could start with a really good advice of a really great physician, cardiologist Dr. Ken Kronhaus, available either through telemedicine Zoom connections or in his office, 352-735-1400. At your service, 735-1400, area 352. I want to pass along some information to people like Ken and me who are small business owners. Ken owns his clinic. I own my production business. And we probably both qualify for this new COVID-19 payment coming from the CARES Act. If you go to covidpayment.com, they will explain how this works and how you might be able to use it to help you. If you're still struggling since COVID because your business was downsized or whatever happened, you're having a hard time getting back, but you don't want to give up, this could give you a real good shot in the arm. Get your hands on this money by going to covidpayment.com. The specifics are, if you got to have 5 employees or more on the payroll during COVID, and then you pretty much qualify for the $26,000 per employee. They'll help you pay them, help you keep your bills paid, and help keep the doors open. That's why the government is doing this, and that's why the folks at COVIDpayment.com are there to help. So you'll answer a few questions when you go online to COVIDpayment.com, all one word, and they'll do the rest after they figure out who you are and whether or not you're going to qualify. They do all the work. That's the important thing. And then they get paid a percentage of what funds you get. So go to COVIDpayment.com. This is, by the way, if you took PPP loans, not a problem. You still get this money. A lot of people didn't have to pay back their PPP loans as well, which is certainly a way to keep us all in business. COVIDpayment.com, the place to go to see about this $26,000 per employee. You got more than 5. Help yourself to the info and the help at COVIDpayment.com.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in store or online with 1-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
And Doug.
Hey, listener, welcome to Limu's Karaoke Lounge, where Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, and the music never stops. Hit it.
There's an emu with a full-time job. His partner's Doug, but Limu's the heartthrob. Grubs and worms, that's what Limu eats. Gotta fuel up to save you money and hit the streets.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding your motorcycle with your buddies on the open road. It's a potent cocktail of thrills, laughter, and pure adrenaline. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy.
I'm real proud of you, son.
Well, that was terrible. Our apologies for even trying. Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. It's 53 past the hour. This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, Master of Ceremonies. Now, I ask the questions, Ken answers the questions. And don't forget, the people who question, where do we find Dr. Ken? How do I get more help? How is he available? You just call his office, 352-735-1400. They will facilitate a connection between you and Ken. Okay, so one of the questions has to come. I mentioned earlier the whole business about the eyes and the blood vessels in the eyes and cataracts and things like that. We were talking about microvascular issues. The people who have, I'm having, it isn't LASIK. It's another process that removes the cataracts, because I don't have serious ones, but I've got them, and they're affecting my night vision. So what's this warning? Because a lot of times people will, when I tell them what I'm getting done, they'll say, oh, is that LASIK? No, it's not. Now, I know some people, including my son, that's had LASIK surgery actually a couple of times. What's the deal here? What do we have to be concerned about, Ken?
Let me talk about LASIKs, but I must, before we go, we ran out of time. The brilliant cardiologist, academic cardiologist in Stony Brook, Dr. William Lawson, who collaborated with me early on, deserves so much credit, and I just forever am indebted to his cooperation and collaboration with me in the efforts we pioneered in microvascular angina. But moving right along, I must give him so much credit, but moving right along, let's talk about what the FDA announced this week about LASIK. Apparently, this very common, popular, but not often covered by insurance procedure that you see a lot of advertisements for, many people are quite satisfied, but apparently, don't shoot the messenger, the FDA is accumulating complaints from people who have undergone this procedure, complaints such as double vision, dry eyes, ongoing pain, the ultimate need for actually needing glasses when they thought they would not need glasses after this procedure. And the FDA has gotten together a warning that they're asking for comments about, and they are most likely going to release this warning. I'm just giving you a heads up that if you're going to have LASIK surgery, just make sure you investigate the person who's going to do it, their track record, talk to some of their hopefully satisfied patients, and just do your own important homework before you go. And I'm not saying you shouldn't do this. I'm not saying you should. Just proceed carefully.
Mm-hmm. And then there are other things. As I said, the surgery that I'm having done isn't LASIK and isn't even related to it. It's much more complicated, but the results seem to be great. I'm having a hard time at night without glasses, seeing the lines in the road, I don't have blurred vision, but I certainly, when cars approach me on a narrow road, I'm looking for the edge of the road to make sure that I'm not going to run into anything. And I don't like that. With glasses, it's a little bit better, but still not comfortable. So good to know that part of the equation, Ken. And ask questions of the doctors, whoever they are. You ask questions. That's your job.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique
unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Dr. Jack Stockwell, always love having Dr. Jack on to talk about all things, including the Forbidden Doctor, which I love hearing you explain exactly what the Forbidden Doctor is, Jack.
Well, let's start off with that. From the very moment the egg, you know, is very, very selective as to what sperm cell she's going to let in. I mean, she's bathed by 100 million of them, and she's just going to pick one of them. And as soon as that takes place, and that conception takes place, and an independent life form starts, it's not just the DNA that's inside these two meeting gametes that, with their individual 23 chromosomes each, they're going to make a 46 chromosome cell that's going to become an independent life form. It's not just the DNA that guides this stuff, because we have learned that that there's another force affected by all this kind of genetic material taking place. And it stays with the development of that tiny little conceived egg that becomes a fetus, that ends up becoming a baby, that ends up becoming a born human being. And the baby, it's even separate from its mother inside the womb. I mean, it's, you know, its life support is the umbilical cord and the placenta. But it is completely an independent life form. It's forming its own blood supply. It's not mama's blood that goes in that baby. That's part of the barrier to keep mama's blood separate from the baby's blood. And as an independent life form, when it's finally born and out into a very unsterile world, there's this life force inside of it taking place. And that life force builds that body. It builds it. It repairs it. It makes sure that all the cells are nurtured. It develops the brain, the central nervous system that controls all the rest of the body. And that's what I refer to as we and as we mature and become adults and we go on and reproduce ourselves when we become of age. That force, that life force inside of us is what I refer to as the forbidden doctrine. I call it forbidden because, for the most part, the medical tyranny does not want you to know that the body is capable of healing itself.
It's business. They can't make money otherwise.
Well, exactly. And all healing is self-healing. Nobody heals anybody. The body heals itself. An emergency room may save your life through some serious trauma or accident, but they didn't heal you. The body, you know, you lacerate your palm of your hand with a knife because you're not careful with the turkey. It's the body that heals that. You break a bone. It's the body that heals that. You have some terrible emotional problems. The body will eventually heal itself given the right material to do so. That's what I refer to as the forbidden doctor. So every now and then, a patient will come into the clinic and they'll see me and they'll, oh, it's the forbidden doctor. No. I turn them around and we have this plaque on the wall that explains in greater detail exactly what the forbidden doctor is. And, oh, that's what you're talking about. Yeah. It's that beautiful, life-giving, life-sustaining force that's inside of our bodies that keeps us running until it's time to check out. And again, like I said, you're kind of forbidden to know about it because there's a big, big industry in this country that wants you to live chemically. They don't want you to live naturally based on what Mother Nature has to provide. And so the more I can move people in that direction, interestingly enough, the more they regain their health.
So is that why so much in times it is about what we eat and the whole foods, making sure it's non-GMO, it's non-processed, all of that,
and taking the whole
food vitamins, not all of these man-made, chemically induced things? Do those?
What kept us alive?
From doing its job?
Precisely, absolutely. What kept us alive before vaccines and antibiotics? What kept us alive? You know, the major cause of death. 100 years ago, for the ages 18 to 45, these are CDC numbers, the major cause of death, number one cause of death, age 18 to 45, was accidental death. Things that were involved with, industry that wasn't taking care of their employees, or farm accidents, or hunting, or whatever else, was just accidental death. Now it's heart disease. In 1911 was the first published report in the New England Journal of Medicine about heart disease. They really didn't have anything before that. And some doctor in Boston had his studies published there with the New England Journal. And it said, hey, we just did an autopsy on this fellow and found this mucky stuff inside his coronary artery. Anybody else out there seen anything like that at all?
My goodness.
Just a little over 100 years ago. What caused that? Good subject for another talk.
Yeah, and why everything's so running rampant with diabetes and cancers and all of that. My goodness.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.